A Few Days in the Country and Other Stories, written by Elizabeth Harrower and read by Uli Bevay.
Heavens! Sophie put her suitcase down on the concrete path and watched the cat flatten itself under a daphne bush and disappear. I don't know why she does that, Caroline said, looking after it abstractedly. I don't usually terrify cats. No, it isn't you. Caroline led the way up the broad steps to her house. She always acts as if she thinks someone's going to murder her. Knocking Sophie's bag against the wall as she went ahead in a nervous rush, Caroline stopped at the entrance to a bedroom with two big windows and a view of eucalypt-covered hillside. She looked anxiously about. Is this all right? Perhaps I should have given you the other room. Caroline, no, this is lovely. It was so kind of you to let me come. And Sophie, who thought she never blushed, blushed from waist to forehead and turned to give the oblongs of countryside her polite attention. I asked you. Drawing a dubious breath, Sophie saw imposed on the wooded slope another landscape of such complexity that she could think of no one thing to say. Caroline straightened the Indian rug, then eyed her guest and went on laboriously. How are you, anyway, now that we're established? Oh, extremely healthy, as always. Sophie heard the sudden liveliness in her own voice, felt herself brim, for Caroline's benefit, with something resembling animation and high spirits. Apart from the fact that none of this was true, she could see it must seem a little odd that someone as fine as all that should have taken up in so urgent a fashion, involving trunk calls and telegrams, an invitation given warmly, but on the spur of the moment, months before in Sydney. They had friends in common. Caroline was a widow, a doctor, and lived alone in this small country town. She was grey-haired, sturdy, and Sophie felt mildly fantastic. Sophie herself was a pianist. This was almost all they knew about each other. By way of explanation, Sophie now repeated, as she blindly snapped open the locks of her case, what she had said in yesterday's calls. Suddenly the city just got me down. A few free days turned up and I thought, if you don't mind. This was so far from being a characteristic impulse that she hardly knew how to account for herself. The universe was hostile. The sun rose in the west. She was in danger. Only strangers might not be malevolent. Something like all this was wrong.